This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Beirut today, a huge demonstration, this time in support of neighboring Syria. For weeks, Lebanon's opposition has protested the Syrian occupation. They've drawn tens of thousands of people at a time. Well, today, Lebanon's militant Shiite movement, Hezbollah, drew hundreds of thousands to the streets. Meantime today, President Bush noted stirrings of democracy in Lebanon, along with other changes in the Middle East, in touting his policies in the war on terrorism. In this half hour, we'll hear about Lebanon's politics and the implications of the president's speech. First, to NPR's Ivan Watson in Beirut, where Hezbollah rejected a United Nations Security Council resolution calling for its disarmament.
Throughout the day, demonstrators streamed into the center of Beirut from every direction, on buses and on foot, carrying Lebanese flags and clogging traffic for miles. They gathered just blocks from the square, where Lebanese opposition groups have staged a three-week sit-in against the Syrian presence in Lebanon. That's quite a difference from today's Hezbollah-led crowd, which stood in front of a giant banner that said, "Thank you, Syria." And in the competition to muster supporters, the pro-Syrian camp clearly won. Hundreds of thousands of demonstrators filled the square and covered nearby bridges, dwarfing previous protests by the Lebanese opposition. This unemployed 21-year-old named Nasser carried a portrait of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and said he is grateful for Syria's role in ending Lebanon's bloody civil war. "I want the Syrian soldiers to stay here," he said. "If they leave, who will keep the stability in our country?" Today's rally was a show of strength for the Shia, the largest of Lebanon's many religious groups, and for Hezbollah, the Iranian and Syrian-backed movement that's known here as the Resistance, for its role in ending the Israeli occupation of southern Lebanon. Hezbollah's leader, Sheikh Hassan Nasrallah, addressed the crowd from behind bulletproof glass. The Shiite leader did not object to the withdrawal of Syrian forces from Lebanon, as long as it was the result of an agreement between the two states. But Nasrallah denounced a United Nations Security Council resolution that demands a Syrian pullout and Hezbollah's disarmament. He also called for an end to American and Israeli interference in Lebanese affairs.
Hezbollah wants to ensure that the resistance is preserved in the event of a Syrian withdrawal from Lebanon.
Amal Saad Kareyeb is a professor at Beirut's Lebanese-American University. She says Hezbollah and the opposition have competing views over what poses the biggest threat to the country's sovereignty.
For Shiites, especially, for Hezbollah at least, sovereignty means independence from Western intervention, Western dominance, serving Israeli interests, and so on. Whereas right now, the priority for the opposition is that sovereignty means independence from Syria.
Following last month's assassination of former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik al-Hariri, a new coalition of Christian, Druze, and Sunni Muslim opposition leaders emerged to demand the immediate withdrawal of Syrian forces. The U.S., France, and other Western nations were quick to voice support for that demand. This 25-year-old woman named Hamza Asti said she came to today's rally in part to refute the opposition's claims that it was speaking for all of Lebanon.
"They are not the only one who want the peace in Lebanon, and they are not the only speakers in the name of the Lebanese people."
But some of today's demonstrators, like this 29-year-old pharmacist named Mualid, agreed with the opposition that more than a decade after the end of the civil war, Syria's 14,000 soldiers have overstayed their welcome.
"We are with the withdrawal with Syria, but in a good manner, okay?"
Put simply, many of these demonstrators wanted the Lebanese to be more polite as they showed the Syrians the door. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Beirut.